want to go to Pennsylvania now, an online listener who's waited patiently. Steve, thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Well, you know, this conversation is redolent of a comment made by a German priest who was a regular counsel of the future Pope St. Pius X when Pius was the Archbishop of the city of Mantua. And he said, the secularization of society has so estranged the Catholic masses from a sure grasp of their doctrine that there is no error, deception, or betrayal to which they are not vulnerable. When I think about the moral cesspool that is America and most of the world, that comes to mind. And when I run film seminars, sometimes the topic is, what are Christians going to do about the avalanche of openly anti-Christian, unlawful, and illegal laws, regardless of which puppet party is in office? And they have no clue, typically. They have no clue about the church's vast body of social teaching. It's really, it's a...
Well, you Steve, you're a man after my own heart in the sense that I actually spent the morning with some of my faculty talking about the importance of, you know, teaching the whole gospel, including the social teachings, which, as St. Paul the Sixth said, are a constituent element of the gospel. In other words, you can't preach the whole gospel and leave out the social teachings. And the social teachings, you know, cover a vast multitude of political issues from, you know, politically on the spectrum, from things that are considered in the United States pretty right wing to things considered very left wing. So, if we preach the truth, about abortion and its injustice, or we preach the truth about, things on the other side of the political spectrum, our duty towards the imprisoned, our duty towards migrants and refugees, our duty towards even those who have committed capital crimes. I'll be on the Drew Mariani Show talking about that later in the day. All of it's going to be radically different than the majority opinion in the United States. What we are called to do in each and every one of us is to live our vocations to the full. You see, there's people who are called by their specialty, by their vocation, by what God has given them as far as abilities and callings to sanctify the world, to make the world holy in their field. So there's lawyers and doctors and activists and economists and all kinds of professionals out there and non-professionals who are called to sanctify all these various areas that are out there. And if we take the church's social teaching and try to implement it in our vocation in accordance with what we're called to do and really try to make our part of the world like the kingdom, that means our neighborhoods, our families, the place we work, all of that. If every Catholic Christian was doing that, it would be transformative. And if we want to see an example of this, we can see it outside the Catholic Church in our own time, at least in my lifetime, is how the civil rights movement transformed and changed a whole host of unjust laws, a whole host of areas that were embedded in our legal system, laws that were contrary to the good news of Jesus Christ. And it took Christians and other men and women of goodwill, inspired by the truth about the dignity of every human person, no matter what their color, creed, or sex, to transform our society so we didn't have as many unjust laws in those areas. I'm thinking of the Jim Crow laws and the racial discrimination laws and the zoning laws and the redlining laws and all those kind of things. So it takes Christians taking the gospel and really living it to the whole and living it in a radical way. And that's what the civil rights movement did, and it transformed our world. We're in a much better place in civil rights than we were when I was a child. We got a long way to go yet, but we are a much better place than we were by the actions of many dedicated Christians. So, Steve, thanks for the call. I've gone way too long in this section, but we'll be back with more here on Go Ask Your Father, including our Catechetical Corner, which is the Holy Father's catechesis from Rome, delivered just a few hours ago. Our number here, 888-914-9149.